Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. And for this segment, we are joined by Mary Wunke of A-Wing. We'll get into that in just a second. And also Danny Ramirez, who's also with A-Wing. Welcome, ladies. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. And so A-Wing. A-Wing stands for Aviation Women Inspiring the Next Generation. Please tell us a little bit about that wonderful organization.
Okay, well, thanks for having us. And really, that organization speaks, the name speaks to what it is. And obviously, it's aviation, so we have to have it an acronym. So a-wing.org is actually our website. And the reason that we started this organization is to enhance all of the wonderful things that are here and bring more girls to the industry. So basically, you know, I was blessed to have been born in Wisconsin and been raised with EAA in my own backyard, and I never really realized how much it affected and influenced my life and career. And so as I'm on the sunset of my career, we decided to give back. And so we raise money for one purpose, and that is to bring the kids to Oshkosh. It's quite expensive to arrange the logistics of it all, to have a campground, campsite, campers in place. So Danny Ramirez is actually a recipient this year of the benefits of what we raise, and bring her here from Houston, Texas. She did not fly up here. She actually road warriored it up here.
Yes, I drove 17 hours.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is your first experience here at AirVenture.
Yes, my first experience here at Oshkosh and my first air show as well.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about your background and what you are doing in aviation.
Yes, so I'm from Houston, Texas. I go to a trade school called Universal Technical Institute in Houston. I first started aviation by going to a trade school in Waco, Texas for my private pilot license. It wasn't within my budget to continue getting my instrument. However, I do want to continue my flying, but more as a hobby now. But I knew I had to continue aviation, so I was like, I am going to be an A&P mechanic. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I will be graduating with my A&P in December.
Oh, congratulations.
Nice. And how has A-Wing supported you and influenced you and helped you along your path?
Yes. So I first heard about A-Wing by an instructor at my school. He was like, I think this program would suit you really well and will help you get connections that you need for your future. And my first time meeting Mary was at MRO Americas in Orlando, Florida in April, I believe. And that was the first time I kind of connected with more mechanics, the corporate side of aviation and supply chain, and just other jobs that you can get in aviation, not just strictly pilot and strictly mechanic. So, yeah.
You mentioned A&P then. So what do you see that blossoming into? Where does your vision take you?
Yes. So I want to be first a tech, fine. I want to do a corporate and find a place where I could do avionics and then get into management.
Mm. Excellent.
Yeah.
So you want to do not only the actual hands-on work, but also be in charge of everybody else.
Yes. So I do want to continue going to school and do management, maybe run an airport or something like that. I do have big dreams. I do want to own aircrafts. I want to do the whole shebang.
And are you still working on getting your additional ratings?
Yes. So after I get my AMP, I will focus on that a little bit more than my flying. And I want to keep my flying kind of as a hobby, but I do want to get more ratings like my instrument and my commercial.
It sounds like you've got a great plan and future, and I imagine that that's part of the mission of A-Wing, to continue to make those opportunities and pathways available to people, to let them know what's out there.
Oh, really? Yes. And Aviation Week is worth mentioning because Aviation Week is our media partner, and as such, they help us to create a space and opportunity to expose the kids to the AMC competition, if you're familiar with that. It's aircraft maintenance competition that's put on where industry competes against academia. And it's a really fun thing at the MRO America show that they they host that too on the side.
Is that an annual thing?
It's an annual thing, and it's almost 50 different teams put together that come there. And actually, Danny wasn't there with her school's team, but her school's team did take second this year.
Nice.
So we were there to cheer them on. But there's over 1,000 vendors at this event annually, and it really gives them exposure to the MRO, maintenance, repair, and overhaul side of our industry, the entire supply chain side, both for commercial aviation as well as defense industry. And then after that, you know, if they still have interest and they want to come up to Oshkosh, you really get the exposure to the experimental, the GA, the business aviation, all the way through the entire gamut to, you know, for instance, Joby is here. And we went over by Joby, which is an eVTOL that's going to probably be launched as a 135 operation here in the near future. And, you know, there's not even maintenance set up for those yet because those are electric.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go through an AMP program, that doesn't really have the curriculum yet. So Joby will end up having to be an on-the-job training experience, which if you're the next generation, this is your future, right? And so not only experiencing things like this that you couldn't find anywhere else, and you really would have to go to so many shows, the EAA brings us all to one place, as well as job opportunities in the Career Center, as well as youth things and programs that are available. And I just really want the kids to learn and get involved in local chapters wherever they live. And so it's kind of like bringing everything together and not working independently, but harmoniously. So we're inside of the Women Venture tent here, and there are many women's organizations there, from the 99s through to, you know, the WASPs of past, and every other type of organization, from engineering on so forth. So it's to really bring an awareness to all that there is in your career to experience. And I know I want to go back to Joby for a second, because when you're there, you're meeting old versus new. You have these really senior people who've had super careers, who can share their path from AMP to like head of the FAA's you know, certification of aircraft, who work there, to people who are just starting out and are like, yeah, I graduated like 3 months ago and now I'm just learning this. And, you know, so to find those jobs and those opportunities to speak to people with such experience and to know I can do this too. Yeah. That's what this brings to them.
Yeah, you're right. AirVenture has that quality of bringing all the different industry partners or organizations together to showcase what is possible and in the future as well. So you're going to have an opportunity to grow up with this. What are some of those exciting things that you've seen here at AirVenture that might be new and up and coming, Danny?
Yes, definitely Joby, because they're going to do all electric, and also it's like one man, so one pilot and then your passengers, of course. And really, it's all the new technology that they're having, all the flashy stuff that's really interesting and eye-catching for me.
Sure.
What are the, when you came here, you probably had some expectations. What things at AirVenture has met your expectations, and has there anything been here that you've seen that surprised you?
So I think everything surpassed my expectations. I was thinking more of it like a farmer's market type of situation. You know, you go
There's
to
one of those.
Yeah, you go to all of the little booths, just at a smaller scale. But then whenever I saw all the military aircraft parked out front, I was like, oh my goodness, like this is humongous. And having like our own Women Venture tent and just seeing everything and everyone being so kind and helpful and willing to talk to you about what they're doing and what they want to do in the future, and being able to make connections easily is really what, like, you know, makes it very joyous to be here, like a nice community.
Well, thank you, Danny, for talking about that. And Mary, I'd like to come back to you now. We're nearing the end of AirVenture 2026. And so for some of our listeners who may know someone like Danny that they want to get involved, let's talk about that. How would they get involved with A-Wing and maybe suggest someone that would be deserving of an opportunity here?
Actually, that is 100% how we receive our students that we bring.
Mm.
They are recommended by their teachers. They are recommended by their coaches. They're recommended by industry professionals. You know, I think that the beautiful thing about aviation is really how we are attracting such great personalities, skills, and ethical people. And so we've been very blessed. They can just reach out to us through a-wing.org to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
And they if they just submit an email through the contact page, it does come to me directly. And it's that simple. We haven't made it complicated.
And if somebody wants to help volunteer to mentor people, how would they get in touch with you also? And what kind of mentors are you looking for?
Absolutely. Great question. So exact same way. And you can join A-Wing on that same webpage, a-wing.org. Just go through membership. And as you join a membership, you're really making a donation of just $45 to us for the year to, again, bring kids here. And then once you're going through that process of signing up, it's going to ask you the questions. Do you want a mentor? Do you want to volunteer? Do you want to become a part of A-Wing? And in what way? And then it'll even dig deeper into specifics so that we have skills matrix to know what exactly is your like subject matter expertise. And that makes our little graphs behind the scenes to know who to contact for what.
And I want to make sure we get this in just before we get run out of time. Where can we find you here on the grounds again?
Yes, so we are in the Women Venture tent, which isn't far from the main tower.
Okay.
And if you just walk continuing towards the Warbirds, you'll see us on the right-hand side just before the workshops start. So if anybody knows where Knapp Avenue is, mm-hmm. that's just to the right off of Knapp, across from the universities and schools and that.
And look for the distinctive aprons.
Our pink vests have been a hit here. So our tagline is creating the tailwind of change, and it's really, we embrace that by filling in the gaps to what is already out there. And so we thank you for this opportunity to speak and have us here today.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in. Again, we have been talking with Mary Wanke and Danny Ramirez from A-Wing, and you're listening to EAA Radio.